Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Promoting a healthy community of beneficial insects like dung beetles can enhance resilience and productivity of pastures and rangelands. SDSU Extension Entomology Field Specialist Patrick Wagner explains numerous species of dung beetles feed and break down manure of grazing animals.
They're helping to fertilize the soil by integrating that dung directly into it. They're going to be contributing to like greenhouse gas mitigation, getting that dung off of the soil surface, and really just helping with breaking it down in general.
Grazing higher densities of livestock in rotation encourages dung beetle communities, increasing the concentration and dispersal of dung piles. Another factor affecting dung beetles is the use of non-target insecticides on pastures and livestock. Wagner states many porons or dewormer products have long residuals.
And often those residuals will end up in the dung itself. In doing so, you know, the dung beetles are going to be eating the dung. They'll be consuming those chemicals, or at least being exposed to that residual, and then that can either kill them or kind of reduce their physical fitness.
Insecticidal ear tags or short residual knockdown sprays often are more target-specific and have a smaller risk of impacting dung beetles through contact. Wagner states strategies which promote healthy dung beetle communities do take time to show results, but eventually can help combat general pest populations.
Dung beetles, if you can promote their numbers, they can actually work as a biocontrol agent for fly pests.
Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.